24. The King's Sleep Disturbed. That night was a sleepless one for the king. Over and over he repeated the words of his beloved queen and tried to fathom her strange behavior. Esther's elaborate efforts, he thought to himself, obviously indicate that she has a most vital request to make. Her insistence that this request will be something which I should grant for its own sake is a sign that I have an obligation to one of my subjects. But I owe no one anything, unless perhaps an unpaid debt of gratitude for some forgotten favor. Unable to fall asleep and troubled by his conscience that he owed a reward, the king ordered his private book of records to be brought before him. The official book of records which chronicled the nation's history for future generations under the jurisdiction of the prime minister. And Hamad had long ago rewritten the history of Bigsan Seresh affair to conform with his own version. But this private book of records was the king's personal diary and securely kept in his possession. When the king's attendant reached the story of the Bigsan Seresh plot, the king suddenly interrupted him. Who does the diary mention as the one who told the queen of the conspiracy by these two assassins to poison me? Mordecai, replied the reader. That thieving scoundrel Haman, fumed the king. He fooled me into believing that he had years before saved my life, relying on the fact that I had forgotten the entire affair. All the power and glory I bestowed upon him because of this really belonged to Mordecai. But perhaps Mordecai did receive some fitting recognition or promotion at the time of his revelation. No, your majesty, his servants assured him, there is no record of any such reward, and we do not recall that any recognition was ever granted to Mordecai for saving the king's life. Just then the king heard the sound of someone entering the courtyard, and he cried out in surprise, what is someone doing out there so early in the morning? Go see who it is. The visitor was making a last-minute rehearsal of how he would ask the king for the right to hang Mordecai that very morning, when his reverie was interrupted by the king's sentry. His majesty requests that you enter. Ahasuerus took a long, distrustful look at the man standing before him. He was most disturbed at the thought that Haman had duped him into raising him to such greatness, and he was determined to now trap him in an embarrassing situation. The prime minister would be asked to suggest honors, which he would certainly assume were intended for himself, and then... But the king saw that Haman was about to speak, so he quickly cut him short. We'll get to your request later. At present, we are faced with a problem which only you can solve for us with your great wisdom. Shalom.